Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You community. Today, I want to talk about why we sell ourselves short. I want to challenge you to stop selling yourself short. Oftentimes people will tell us, you know, oh, you're good at this, or oh, you're good at that. And we're like, oh, thanks, you're good at this. And we immediately flip the compliment back to them. Instead of saying, you know, thank you, I appreciate it, or, you know, thank you. It's like we can't accept the compliment, or we don't feel like we are enough, or we have a hard time seeing it. We can easily tell you all the great things about somebody else and the things that they do. We have a hard time doing that for ourselves. And I think especially as Christians, there's like that balance of like, it's like you're trying to be humble because you don't want to be like prideful or arrogant. But at the same time, you can't discount the amazing masterpiece that you are. And you don't need to dim your light in order for other people to feel okay about your shine. And so today, that's the limiting belief that I want to challenge, to stop selling yourself short and to really think about the things that you have done and accomplished, not the things you've yet to do, because those are, you know, unmet expectations, which can also be a limiting belief. But what things have you actually done? Yes, you have goals and dreams and things that you still want to do and accomplish. But what are the things you've already done that you keep overlooking? So, for example, for a long time, I have looked at the fact that I've had 22 addresses as a major issue. I feel like that's a lot of instability. You know, some of it stemmed from being a military brat. And I will say that I think a lot of it was good in terms of I was exposed to several other cultures. I got to live in another country. I learned to speak another language. And it allowed me to really interact with a diverse group of people from all walks of life in several different states, and like I said, also in another country. And so it was that exposure that helped me to have even more of an appreciation for people who don't all look and talk just like me. And it's why diversity and inclusion is so important to me, because it's the world that we live in. It isn't all one color, all one race, all one ethnicity, all one anything. You know, God made us all shapes and sizes, colors and everything. And so I think that's beautiful. And so it helps me to look at that from that perspective of seeing the bigger picture. It's not, you know, one track mindset type of thing. And then, you know, I think about even as an adult, since, you know, I've been older, and even throughout marriage and the different addresses, 12 of those 22 addresses have been just since I've been married. And we're not even a military family now. But we've moved a lot of times, and one of the things that was important to me was that my kids had stability in, you know, their friends and the schools that they were in, because I knew what that was like to be the new kid all the time, and I didn't want them to constantly have to do that. And it was like, man, you know, they shouldn't have had so many addresses, is what I think about in retrospect. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I had a lot of addresses, and it actually proved beneficial for me. Does that mean it was easy or there weren't any tough times? No. But overall, in the big scheme of things, it was like, okay, it did help in these ways. And so that was one area, just all of the addresses. It was like, okay, but think of all the friendships
that you did make, or people that you were able to meet, or the networking opportunities that it allowed, or even people that I'm still friends with now, even though we've had different addresses, we still have that connection going. And so, had I only been at that one place, all that time, I might not have had those opportunities. And so, looking at it from that perspective, or even the different roles that I've served in, whether it was volunteer roles or places that I've worked, and what did I glean from each one? Like, what things did I really, really enjoy about those opportunities? And then what were things that it was like, that's not my favorite thing. And so, as you're going forward of like, okay, I know to stay away from those things, but these are the things that I really enjoyed. It just helps you to paint that bigger picture of your life and what uniquely makes you you. Because I know you've often heard me say that so many times somebody says, who are you? And we respond with what we do or the roles or titles that we hold, not really who we uniquely are, because what you do can change. But who you are is who God innately created you to be before he placed you in your mother's womb. And so thinking about those things, what are the things that you've accomplished? Even things down to like just your mental and emotional capacity, where something might have used to bother you before and you were flipping out about it. And it would like take you from 0 to 100 in 60 seconds. But now it doesn't bother you the way that it used to. And you can breathe through it and you can just roll it right off your shoulder. It doesn't affect you anymore. Well, that's growth. That's something you've accomplished because it used to be a trigger for you or something that set you off where somebody could push your button, but now that no longer has control over you. And so, looking at those things, like what are the areas that you have grown? Maybe you used to be an entry-level admin, and now you're an executive assistant and you are handling things for C-suite executives and, directors and vice presidents. And maybe you started, your career at a lower level, and now you've been able to increase your knowledge and grow. Maybe you've gotten more education or you've gotten some certifications. There are things that are amazing that you have done that you can't just keep sweeping under the rug and overlook it like, oh, that's nothing. Like, I literally had a friend just now, about 5 minutes ago, text me to tell me, hey, I want to tell you something. And I was like, what? She was like, I've been working with my associate's degree, but I just graduated a week ago with my bachelor's. And I was like, why in the world did you hide that? Like, let's celebrate. That is a huge accomplishment, especially when you're working full time and trying to build a business on the side and going to school. Like, that is a lot. Like, celebrate that. Don't just overlook it. Like, I don't want anybody to know. No, celebrate those things because those are things that are huge that you stuck with and you finished it all the way to the end. That's huge because a lot of people start things, but not everybody finishes. Everybody can start, but when you can actually finish it and say, look, I did it, that's huge. And a lot of times it's stuff that you did. Yes, there are other people that have helped you and encouraged you along the way, but you had to stick with it. Getting that degree was hard work that you had to do. Being able to get that promotion, that was hard work you had to do. Yes, you're a part of the team, but you were being recognized. And so, not overlooking those things that God has done in you and through you, because it all matters. You matter. So, don't sell yourself short or make it seem like what you've done isn't that big of a deal because you're worth celebrating. And the things that you have done are a big deal. I even think of it in this regard. Like, before all of this stuff was created, God said, let there be light. And it was complete darkness before he said that. But as soon as he did, the sun was created. And since then, the sun has been giving us light every single day for years upon years upon years. And every single morning when we wake up, we get to see a brand new sunrise. It is never the same. It has never been the same. It never will be the same. And so, thinking about that it's brand new every single day, so many times I bet you don't even think about that. It probably doesn't even cross your mind. But if you sit and look at it, or you see the sun come up every morning, or you sit down and watch it set every night, and you notice that it's different when the sky changes orange and purple and red and pink, all these different colors, it's incredibly amazing. It's not something to just be overlooked or like, oh, it's not a big deal. No, it's a huge deal. And each time that you do something, it's a big deal, whether it's a change in your behavior, whether you improve in your attitude, whether you go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, any of that progress and steps forward, all of that is worth celebrating. So don't sell yourself short. When somebody asks who you are, be bold in who you are. And again, it's not from a state of, oh, you have all this pride or you're being arrogant. No, but you've got to be able to show those receipts of like, look at what God has done in my life so far. Look at where He's brought me from. Look at the great things He's allowed me to accomplish and do and achieve. Look at how He's grown me, where I used to be, only knowing one scripture, and now maybe I know 10. That's still progress, okay? So don't overlook that. Or maybe you can only sit still and pray for 5 minutes, and now you can pray for 15. That's a big deal. Most people's attention span's only like 20 minutes anyway. So if you can sit and pray for 15 minutes, you're doing great. If you can sit and pray for 5 minutes, you're doing great. It's whatever is best between you and God, because that is what matters. His approval is the only one that you need. And every day that you wake up, you are performing for an audience of one. It's only for Him. He's the only one you're going to stand before on Judgment Day. So as long as you have His approval, that is all that you need. Everything else will fall into place. So don't allow the opinions of others or the labels that other people want to put on you or attach to you to make you feel that you're less than who you are and who God says that you are. You are amazing. Beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully made, God's masterpiece. He said, a virtuous woman who can find for her worth is far above rubies. Y'all, if you don't know this, rubies are actually worth more than diamonds, okay? You can find diamonds everywhere. You can't find rubies as easily as you can find diamonds, okay? And that's what he said, that you are worth more than. So don't limit yourself or keep short selling who you are. You have accomplished some great things, whether you are 18, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. There are amazing things you have already done in this time of your life. And you've got to sit down and notate that, because so often we forget the things that we've done. And that's one of the reasons I keep encouraging everybody to come do the course with me, jump into the community, and let me walk you through the journey map. Because when you actually sit down and visualize the things that you've done from the day you were born until now, it's mind-blowing. Because as you start filling it out and putting stuff in there, it's like, oh my goodness, I forgot I did that. Oh, I hadn't thought about that in years. Oh man, I used to really enjoy that. I just stopped doing it. I forgot all about it. It just helps you to come alive so that you can be fulfilled and really live that abundant life that God has called you to, so that you're able to reach the people He's called you to reach. Because we all have a purpose and assignment. And every time you sell yourself short, it dims your light a little bit more and keeps you from being able to fully be that woman that God created you to be. So you've got to sit down and write out the things that you've done and really be able to zoom out and see the bigger picture of your life story, so that you can then go from here forward to really make your dash count. Like, that is what it's all about. So this week, that's what I want to challenge you to do. Notate the things that you have done and accomplished, and celebrate yourself for it. And even if you're in a rut right now of like, man, I feel like I haven't done anything in a while, it's okay. Look at those little things. Did you get up and shower today? Did you get dressed and do your hair? Did you put a load of laundry away or wash a load of laundry? Did you have time for yourself to journal, write, or even go on a walk? Like, all of those are still accomplishments. It doesn't have to be like you climbed Mount Everest and okay, now you've accomplished something. Nope. It's even the little things. Did you make up your bed? Super, super simple. But it's like, okay, yes, I can check that off. I did that. Make up your bed. If your shoes are all over the floor, line them up under your bed or in your closet. Just do little things like that to declutter around you, so that it makes you feel better. Like, that's the stuff that we have to do, the little things, because each little thing starts to add up. And then it's easier for us to get to those bigger things that we want to accomplish when we're taking care of the littler things. Little by little makes it grow. Despise not small beginnings. Both of those are in scripture. And so we've got to think of it even on practical steps like that. Make up the bed, do it consistently every day. Then that'll help you get started on your day. Like, okay, the bed isn't all disheveled, and every time you walk in the bedroom, you're like, oh, and it like adds an extra weight to you. Nope, that's one less thing you have to worry about. So just keep doing it consistently. Other people live in the house with you, have them do the same thing. Make up their bed so when you walk past their room, it's not like, oh, the house is dirtier. Oh, it's always, it's not clean or whatever. And then it's making you go on this negative rampage or, all these negative thoughts. The more that you can do to visually appeal to you, while you're in your house, because a wise woman builds her house, that's what you need to do. And so it's the physical things that you're doing, it's the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, all of it goes together because it starts in our mind. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We know that from Proverbs 23:7. So you want to make sure that in as many ways possible, you are elevating your perspective and shifting your mindset and how you're seeing things. And so as simple as making up your bed, putting your clothes in the hamper where they're supposed to be when they're dirty, hanging up the ones that aren't, or folding them up and putting them away, those simple things will help you to be able to declutter your thoughts and declutter physically in your house so that you can then really show up as the best version of you. Because then you can sit down and do your studying or write in your journal or whatever it is that God has called you to do right then in that moment without everything else distracting you. That's what we're trying to do, is break you free from that. So don't sell yourself short. This week, work on writing out the things that you've done. And from there, we'll work on the things that you have yet to do that you would still like to do. Okay? If you're stuck in any of those things that I just talked about, feel free to go over to thejourneyofyou.net/get unstuck and email, put your email in so that I can send you the free download and start helping you to walk along this journey so that you can get unstuck and truly step into all that God has created you to be. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, Father. We thank you for elevating our perspective, Lord, and helping us to shift our mindset to see ourselves the way that you see us. Thank you for helping us, Father, to not sell ourselves short, Father, but to be secure in who we are. Even when Jesus walked the earth, Lord, he didn't walk around boasting, but he was absolutely very direct in telling you who he was. He said, "I am that I am." He was like, "I am, the light of the world. I am the good shepherd." He told you exactly who he was. It wasn't specific to, "Oh, well, this is what I do." No, he told you who he was. And you could either accept it or not. He wasn't boastful about it or prideful or arrogant, but he was confident and secure. So I pray that you help each and every person that's listening today, Father, to be confident and secure in who you've called them to be and who you say that they are, Lord, so that they can walk in it, Father. They can embrace it, Lord, so that they can think, act, and live with purpose and make their dash count, Father. We thank you for helping us to shift our mindsets, Lord, and to elevate our perspective, to keep looking up to you, Father, to your example, to your guidance, to your instruction, and accepting your unconditional love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.